Okay, we're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're up to the conclusion of the seventh chapter, which is the conclusion of the book. The Chafetz Chaim had written, "Gdolai midat atmimut bifnei hamakom." The trait of being whole with Hashem is so great before the omnipresent. Shekol mi sholech betmimut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzev chafetz bo. If someone goes in a whole way with Hashem, so then Hashem desires that person. Kinyan shnamaz, the verse says, "Ulzonot mi medarech." God's will is those whose path is whole. Not only that, when a person tries to be whole, then Hashem straightens him onto a good path, as the verse says, "Tzidkat tamim tiyasher dorko." The righteousness of someone who is tamim, who is whole, will keep his path straight. When whoever goes in wholeness with God and His creatures, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mshamro Min HaChatim Me'Avonot, God helps protect him from sin. V'yoshev V'shoket U'Voteach, and he can live a life that's tranquil, that's confident. K'yayin Shoket Al Shmarav, as wine can sit calmly on its sediment. K'inyan Shnemal, as the verse says, V'yitami Mimo V'yishtemel Me'Avoni. King David says, I was whole with Hashem, and I was able to watch myself, guard myself of sin. And the verse also says, "V'chein omer v'ani b'tumi tamachta bi v'tatziveni lefanecha le'olam." So long as I was whole with you, Hashem, you supported me and you gave me an eternal existence. U'min amidam shubachta zot yotzet midat emet. From wholeness, we evolve into being truthful. It is one of the 13 attributes that are attributed to Hashem, as the verse says. The conclusion of the 13 attributes is truth. So that's the conclusion of the quote. He's been quoting here from the Pele Yoetz, right? Who is he quoting? Who have we been reading all along? No, Ma'alat Amidot. This was all a quote from the Ma'alat Amidot, the Pele Yoetz we saw last time in the footnote. Mechama, so again, wholeness is the precursor to truthfulness. One of the reasons people will bend the truth is because they're not whole. They're not whole with Hashem. Let me try to outsmart the system. It's not easy, because very often when we do something right, the first reaction seems wrong. Very often you tell the truth, and sometimes a person can tell the truth and get fired because they told the truth. A person can tell the truth and the outcome doesn't seem so great. So that's where wholeness comes in. I know I've done right. I couldn't have done differently. This is what I was supposed to do, so I did it. Okay, I'm whole with myself, I'm whole with Hashem, now I have to make life work. But the first reaction very often to being whole, to try and be really honest and whole in one's behavior, the outcome is no way so great. How great is that level of truth? It is one of the pillars that the world stands on. We know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. He who strengthens himself in this trait, it's as though you're sustaining the world. And he increases the good in the world. Something to think about, because very often we think by bending the truth, we'll make the world a better place. I'll just say it a little different. Why were you late today? It's so tempting to give a different reason. Where were you? It's tempting. Kedita b'yalkut tehillim, as the Medrash on Tehillim says, on the 85th chapter, it says in the verse, "Emet me'eretz titzmach." Truth grows from the earth. So the Medrash says, "Bizman shehen emet ma'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu se tzedakayim abriyot." When we do truth here on earth, so God does righteousness with His creatures, umatzilotan mipuranuyot, and saves them from harm, v'tova ba la'olam, and good comes to the world. V'umkayem baze mitzvat aseid v'lachta bidrachav, in telling the truth, one is also fulfilling the biblical commandment to walk in God's footsteps. The Sifri, the Midrash, tells us on the verse, lalechet b'chol drachav, elu darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to go in God's ways? The 13 attributes. Hashem is Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Emet, all 13 attributes. Yes?
So if that's the case, then if we do good here, God is good. But the opposite, so if we don't do good, God doesn't do good?
Correct.
How is that possible?
Why not? There is punishment in the world.
There is punishment, but like, saying, like, is he always the same, just and exact right now?
Isn't that part of being just?
Putting the world back in the balance, the punishment. You know, punishment would imply that if Hashem always does Tov under the circumstances can feel like punishment, but it's still Tov. Okay.
It's also true.
No, I'm saying, like, what change? Like, God can't change from being good to not good. We can, but it's not like He can.
So why isn't His answer good for you? He's saying that it's a continuation of the good, only depending on where a person's holding, what's good for him changes. What he said is a Sefer HaYikarim.
That's kid wants in traffic, right? A little kid, and you give him a patch, it hurts him, but it's good for him. He didn't have to run in traffic. His mother told him not to 3 times. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm saying that's the way Sefer HaYikarim answers your question. What Aviel said. Right. No, but it's a good answer. I'm saying it's that's why I'm asking if there's something that bothers you with that answer. That's I'm saying the Sefer HaKarim discusses the idea that when we speak about Hashem as Rachamim versus Din, Hashem isn't changing, we're changing. And so what we need changes. Whoever is always careful with truth, notice the key here is consistency, so he can save his soul and the soul of his children from death, as the Medrash says, as the Gemara says in Tractate Sanhedrin. Originally I used to think there's no truth in the world. There was a young Talmud Chacham, he said to him, he was careful in truth. So that Talmud Chacham said, if they'd pay me all the money in the world, I wouldn't say anything but the truth. He says, I'll tell you why. I once came to a place that's called Kushta. And Kushta in Aramaic means truth. So this place was named Truthville. Okay, Kushta. They would never say anything that wasn't true. And in the city of Kushta, no one died. Unless they reached a very old age. So he married a woman from Kushta. He had 2 children from her. Once his wife was cleaning her head, combing it. And a neighbor came and knocked. He said to himself, it's not nice this woman should enter the house when my wife's hair is uncovered. So he said to the neighbor, I'm sorry, my wife's not home now. And his 2 kids dropped dead. So the people of Kushta came and said to him, what's going on here? What did you do wrong? How can it be your son's died? In this city, no one dies young. So he told him, I'll tell you the truth. This is what happened. So they said, leave. Don't bring death into our town. So that's the story the Gemara tells us. So the idea behind the story. Whoever is careful in wholeness in the trait of truth, He's in his being a truthful person, he's connecting to Hashem, who is the source of truth, who is the source of life. And then the angel of death can't take hold of him. He gets too old, so at some point human beings have to die. That's why, says the Chafetz Chaim, a person should see to it to get into the habit to tell the truth wherever he can. And whatever happens, he should admit the truth, ben letov, ben lera. Whether it's good or bad, he should tell the truth. He says, obviously, there are 3 exceptions, the Talmud tells us. If they ask you, have you encompassed all of the Shas, you're allowed to say, no, I only learned this or that. If they ask you, were you the one who slept on that bed, when there's a stain on the bed, and it's immodest to say that he slept there. Or if they ask you, how was it you ate at someone's house? And there, if you say it was great, then everyone's going to go knocking on his door. Hey, we hear you have great food. So in those three instances, you're allowed to word things differently so as to avoid those harms. And also, Mishanim Mipnei HaShalom, as we discussed, for the sake of peace, sometimes you're allowed to say things differently. And the Chafetz Chaim concludes, he says, "Umidazot tevi'ehu lasot kol davar tov." One who works on truth, that leads him to do everything that's good. "Velimshoch yado mikol ra," and to pull back from doing anything evil. "Uchmaaseh shaya," as the story goes, "be'echad shaya over al kol averot shebaolam." There was a guy who was doing every sin in the book. "Uva lifnei chacham shiro lo derech tshuva." He went to a wise man. He said, "Teach me, how do I do tshuva?" "Vaita tshuvato." So the wise man said, he said, be careful about one thing. Stay as far away as you can from telling the truth. Once he held on to that trait, that led him to do a complete tshuva. He stopped doing anything wrong, so he wouldn't have to lie. If he tell the truth, what were you just doing? If he tell the truth, so then he'll be embarrassed. By telling the truth, that forced him to do things he wouldn't be embarrassed about. Turns out that the truth is the foundation of the building. That's what holds our building of midot together. In truth, man finds favor in the eyes of God, in the eyes of his fellow man. That's why we have to be so careful to tell the truth. That's the root, that's the source of all these high traits. Velokenu yatzlichenu ba. Brachama v'chasadav, amen. Our God should give us success with this trait, with His mercy, with His kindness. Amen.